The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
This week on the show, two gorillas and a chicken are on the lam for rabbit punching a kid and squirreling away on his bike. As of yet, no one has ratted them out. The military's don't ask, don't tell law is finally a thing of the past, for the time being. And the big news, ladies and gentlemen, the big baby is coming back, and this time it will be nationwide. It is October 16th. Hi. We are the ones you rejected. We are the ones that you hate. You shut the fuck up and listen. Cause we got something to say. It's our Tuesday. Yeah. Tuesday. Tuesday. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 2 Cent Show. Good to have you back. My name is Tube Griffin. I'm the host. This is Jibba, my other host. We're the hosts of the show, Jibba, Foxcoon, Tube Griffin. Good to see you guys. If this is the first time tuning into the show, this show is about, it's about a lot of things, but yeah. It's mainly about the opinions of people who you guys have a lot of opinions about. The freaks, the weirdos, the computer geeks, the gay people.
No. No.
No.
No.
No, no, I clean. Well, we're going to share our opinions back with you. And we hope you enjoy it. We hope we can get a little bit of funny in your life tonight, along with bringing you some news. We got some crazy news this weekend for you. First off, though, there's something I want to address publicly. There have been surrounding Etheria. There have been a lot of rumors that people have been asking questions about, and generally, unless we, you know something for sure, we usually don't like to spread that kind of thing. There's one that I want to publicly address at this point. There's a large party, furry party, that goes on in the Southern California area every week or every month, and it's run by some of the staff members of another convention that happens in the Los Angeles area, Caliper. There have been some rumors going around about the staff members spreading bad rumors and encouraging people not to go to our convention. And as of yet, we just let that slide. But at this point, they're really not even trying to cover it up. They're kind of just doing it publicly at this point. So there have been people that have been over there that we've asked to, just go up to them directly and ask them if they've, been doing this kind of thing. And they didn't even get a chance to do that before, they witnessed, people like the con chair of Caliper and other staff members walking around and just preaching to anybody who would listen how, Etheria is crap and don't go to it. And, we could trash them back. We could start trash talking. But it seems to me that the fandom has enough enemies. We have enough opposition already without having to try and take ourselves down. Honestly, when you look at it out there, we've got plenty of people out there trying to be, trying to keep us from doing what we're doing. And we don't need to add to that. So, if they want to trash talk us, if that's the way they really feel, that's fine with us. But we will continue, as we always have, to promote Caliper as our sister convention.
Yeah.
And encourage people to definitely go to it. I mean, it's another convention. I don't know why anybody, especially any furry, would want other furries to miss out on another good time. I personally don't. So we go to Caliper, please.
I'll be there. I still go.
Yeah.
I went last year.
Go to Caliper. It actually is a fun time over there. There's nothing wrong with Caliper whatsoever. So
they have a good bartender.
They have a good bartender. That's true.
Great bartender.
We know that.
Over there.
Yeah, we know that. Last year, I had a bunch of rock stars and stuff. We're staying in the same hotel. That was a lot of fun. So, yeah, we're not going to play into that. And we're just, we will never have a bad word to say about our sister convention, if we like to think of it. So I just want to address that, and we can move on to other things. White Queen. And moving on. So, you had a You almost had, so you were in, almost in a fight.
I wasn't in a fight. I almost saw a fight.
Well, okay.
No, I was at McDonald's earlier this morning, which I rarely ever go get fast food, but I had a craving for a McGriddle.
And, really?
Yeah, sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle. So I went to McDonald's, and I was over by Disney, and, you know, at early morning, a bunch of families always getting their food to go to Disney. And I was standing in line. There was a family to my front, family to my right. There was a kid, and the family to my right walks up to the family right in front of me, pokes the dude, and says, "Why is your nose so big?" The dude is about my height, and he turns around, looks down at the kid, and says, "Well, you see how your mother's fat and your father is short? That's why my nose is big." And the father gets up and is like, "You can't talk to my kid like that." He's like, "Well, you're short, she's fat, so I don't..."
Oh, my God. That kid's going to grow up believing anybody who has a big nose, "My mommy and daddy caused that. Lose weight, mommy." That's, you know, he could have been a little bit more adult about that. I really think he could have, you know. It's kids ask things like that.
But I still think it was funny.
Yeah, I mean, you don't yell back at the kid or their parents when they do things like that. When, you know, they do things like that, you offer some candy, bring them outside in the back, and just grab their neck and, you know, just a little snap, real quick. They run around for a little while, just like a chicken fall down.
It was this close to a fight. The manager came out, but I was sitting there, I'm like, "Oh, Jesus." And I wasn't even looking for a fight. I said, "Oh, Jesus, I'd never get my..." That was the first thing I thought.
Yeah, it's going to take forever now. Until the manager walked out. "McPlease, don't McFight here. We want this to be McPleasant." The guys are like, "McFuck you."
You know, I have a craving for a McFlurry now.
A McFlurry?
That ice cream,
candy
mix thing.
Oh, dude, you know, that's... I'm not sure about that shit. We we did a little bit of experiment with that stuff. You know, the shakes?
Yeah.
Making the shakes. One time, we were actually at a party, and somebody came back with one of those, and being drunk as we didn't really want it, so we just kind of threw it down on the deck, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the next day it was there, kind of, you know, leaked out.
Yeah.
But it wasn't gone. It was just not hard anymore. And that shit stayed there until next spring. I mean, it was months. It never actually went away. The stuff is not real. It's not even biodegradable.
Well, no,
it just does not go away. It just sits there.
It's milk.
Hey, milk will go away. You dump milk on the sidewalk, it will eventually not be there anymore. This shit was there nearly half a year later, still there.
Hey, I don't care. It's good.
Yeah, see, that's...
It does give me the trots.
No. My God. I can picture that. I don't want to, but I can. You know, speaking of McDonald's, actually. Oh, my holy God! It's time for news! The McRib is not made from ribs. Heck, some would even argue it's not even food, yet the McDonald's sandwich has inspired intense loyalty and a bizarre mystique. McRib fans' passion is stoked by the fact that the boneless pork rib-shaped patty is only available for brief periods and then only at certain locations. One McRib lover bought six on a recent trip to visit his parents in Nebraska and brought them back to his Minnesota home in a cooler. Another drove 10 hours to buy the sandwich after hearing of a McRib sighting. You don't know when it will appear, that man tells the Wall Street Journal. It's the girl who you are in love with who always has been a tease to you. I don't know if I'd go that far, but still. But it's making a big appearance on November 2nd. Note that day. November 2nd, McDonald's will sell the McRib nationwide for the first time in 16 years, but only for 6 weeks. It doesn't sell well all year because people get tired of it, says the chain's U.S. president. Fans will certainly be excited, but not everyone is sold on the sandwich. It's a conglomeration of pork waste, as far as I can tell, says one non-believer. And it is such a tasty conglomeration of pork waste, I swear. That's the only thing I want from McDonald's. The only thing I want from McDonald's ever. When the McRib comes back, I will eat those things. I will subsist on those things for as long as they're here. That's all I will eat.
I had it for the first time a couple of, was it 2 or 3 years ago when we went to MFF?
MFF, yeah.
I mean, it was good, but it wasn't that good.
See, he doesn't think there were anything. Jibba gives it a 3-star sort of rating.
How many?
Out of 5.
No, it wasn't even 3.
Okay, well, I give it a 6. These are McBabies. How can you not like a McB... Oh, my God. Well, this one thing's for sure. I've had a lot of people ask me about the McBabies. I don't get McBabies. Some of them say, like, they don't get McBabies. I live up in, you know, in New England. They don't get them up there. They get a McLobster. It's a freaking sandwich with lobster. It's,
well,
a McLobster.
You didn't get them in Michigan either. Michigan never got them.
So, but apparently, if this news story is correct, it's going to be nationwide for the first time in 16 years. So all you people who have never had a McBaby, you will be able to go out and get a McBaby on the 21st. You'll be able to go out and helm down on them. It's so good. Gotta clean my throat. I hate it when that happens.
Oh. I don't think that they're good, but they're not that good.
Oh, yes, they are.
Actually, the McDonald's right down the street from us over by Walmart has them.
Do they?
Yeah.
Right now? No, they don't have them now.
They had them like 4 weeks ago.
Really?
Yes.
They aren't even supposed to be out.
Obviously, it's not that good enough for you to where you're not even watching them.
Read the day.
That's on November 2nd.
On the
2nd.
Damn thing. That's right.
And on November 2nd. They're nationwide on November 2nd, but there's special select places.
Did they have
them? If you liked them so damn much, you would be looking at it.
Did they have them in the McDonald's you were at this morning when your nose was so big and people were short and fat?
They don't have it over there.
Oh, they didn't?
No, they never had it over there. It's always the one over there. Don't even try.
Well, it will be nationwide. Puerto Rico.
They even have a website.
The Florida Keys.
It's like McRib sighting. But you
Alaska.
Never lost that.
Hawaii. All right. I never looked at the website. I mean, I like them, but I don't wander around in my underwear outside the McDonald's waiting for him to come back. Some people do. Some people will wander around in their boxer shorts outside of McDonald's. Is it back yet? No. Okay. And they just keep wandering back and forth. Set up tents. I'm not that bad. I like them when they come around, but I don't want to...
No, I know they had them like 4 weeks ago.
Really?
Because I remember going over there to get something, and I saw the sign for it.
Huh.
But what's up,
whatever.
It'll be all around on November 2nd.
Yay! We will be able to have a McRib.
A McRib. Oh, what did we come up with? Oh.
I forgot.
Oh, it was... No, clean.
A cream? Oh, a master clean.
Master clean.
Yeah. You should, Mr. Clean, this is Master Clean.
I'm Master Clean.
This is Master Clean. Oh, are you making things clean?
I'm a Master Cleaner.
It is Strange Asian Accent Day here in Jason Show. Oh, my holy Lord. A federal judge on Tuesday ordered the United States military to stop enforcing the Don't Ask, Don't Tell law that prohibits openly gay men and women from serving. Judge Virginia A. Phillips, thank you. I know you're watching the show, Virginia. And thank you very much for this. I'm very glad you did. A federal district court issued an injunction banning enforcement of the law and ordered the military to immediately suspend and discontinue any investigations or proceedings to dismiss service members. In language much like that in her September 9th ruling declaring the law unconstitutional, Judge Phillips wrote that the 17-year-old policy infringes the fundamental rights of the United States service members and prospective service members and violates their rights of due process and freedom of speech. What?
Speech.
Freedom of all speech. Well... While the decision is likely to be appealed by the government, the new ruling represents a significant milestone for gay rights in the United States. And yes, it does do that. You know, I know people are going to be, I support this law. I think that's awesome. Or this rather, prohibiting a law, taking away of it. And I know there's going to be, but
too. You don't like it when gay people are all openly in your face. You don't like it when... What do you say about... Why do you like this? Because people are going to ask me that. You know, I really think that I'm not fond of gay people stuffing their homosexuality in everybody's faces. I don't like that. I think they should be more discreet about it. But choosing not to say something and not having the fucking right to say something are two different things. And even if I don't like it, people should still have the right to do it. Especially when you're in the military and you're walking around with other soldiers and they're saying, hey, you see my girl? Here's my girl. Here's my wonderful girl. I kiss her right here every night. Right between the legs. Now, and this is, well, don't you think she's pretty? Don't you think she's pretty? And, you know, is it, where's your girlfriend? Where, and you're gay in the military. What are you going to do? All you can do is sit there and go, well, I don't want to talk about that. And then, of course, you get made fun of. And so, you know, I think that if straight guys in the military had the right to talk about their relationships with their straight partners, then gays should be able to have the right to talk about their relationship with their gay partner.
I agree.
This is all about consistency.
I mean, at that point, wherever they are in talking about it, they both have gone through the same shit. People have proved that they can do it. So why not talk about what? If you can talk about your girlfriend, let me talk about my boyfriend.
Exactly. I mean, there's no reason that somebody should be able to talk about their girlfriend, but you have to shut the hell up,
right?
Because you're gay.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was about to say. Besides, many people out there would be surprised how many gay people there are currently serving in the military right now. There's loads of them out there.
Yeah.
Tons of them. And they aren't able to...
myself.
Yeah, they aren't able to say anything. I mean, I imagine now that this has happened, there's going to be this explosion in the military of people going... And we're going to find out how many gay people are actually in there. I think there's... people are going to be surprised. I think surprised how many gay people are in the military who have gone to war... And have gotten their asses blown off and shot at and stuff, you know,
right.
For us.
Although I don't think it's going to be a big explosion, because right now, even with that new, they can be strung up by the heels in there, and some people wouldn't even care what the consequences are.
Probably not.
Because the military...
Oh, goodness.
Girl, let me tell you.
Hot 2, 3, 4. Hot
right.
2, 3, 4.
They're gonna get shot in the ass.
March it, ladies.
I don't know, but I've been told Sergeant's dick is mighty cold. You know, they're gonna. That's not gonna be great to see him marching down the hurt, and some of them are in there. Oh my god. See, they'll be able to do that now and not get kicked out, but don't. I hope you don't.
Yeah, if you're watching,
please
don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do it!
First one in a long time, but yeah.
Don't do it.
It's like, yay, don't ask, don't tell, it's over. Yay, hop 2, 3, 4, hop 2, 3, 4, fuck you. Yeah, don't. Don't do that. It was a bad name. No.
We should get in the military just to do
just
that.
To do it.
And then get kicked out.
Oh, man. A Long Island, New York teenager's bike was stolen by two gorillas and a chicken.
And a chicken?
Two gorillas and a chicken done stole my bike.
What the chicken do? How did the chicken... play part in this crime?
The Associated Press reports that the young man was riding along Route 25A early Monday morning when three people dressed in animal costumes approached him. One of the ape-suited crooks slugged the kid in the head, knocking him off the bike. The chicken bandit then rode off with his bike while the two apes ran away. Teenager suffered minor injuries and was treated and released from local hospital. Detectives are currently on the hunt for the animal-human figures.
Which one of you did it? Which one? I know it was one of you. Who did it? Stop it. Don't do that no more. Just over a bike. You can't. I know that some poor furries out there, but you ain't got to steal kids' bikes. All right? You can walk around in a chicken suit. Then you can just go ahead and walk around. You don't need to be stealing some kids' bikes. Besides, when I figure out which one of y'all did that, I'm going to have to hurt you. I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to... You know, he has those sometimes. They're just these spontaneous breaks.
No, he'll just be sitting there and in the middle of a, you know, a nice dinner, you know, with the president, drinking a beer, and just, and down he goes. And I don't know, what are you thinking of? What? 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 What?
What is it?
No, there's a furry in a chicken suit at a convention. All the black people would run to
him. You know, Master Clean has a point. You put on a chicken suit at a fur con, and I don't know if you get out of there alive. I don't know if you make it. Especially if Jibba's there. Chase you down. Fry you up.
Oh my holy lord.
That's what Jesus. You see, black people sitting on a porch watching, you know, watch this big chicken go by like, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Get it. I can just see it at, like at AC, if some huge chicken costume come out, all the black people in the convention will come out to Woodworks,
yep,
and beat that chicken down.
Big old frying pan ready. So you can say that. I can't say
that's
things
why
like that.
There that's why there are no chicken pursuits in the fandom, because there was.
Not anymore. There was, but they ain't there no more. And the black people are all full.
But why would they just...
I don't know. I don't know if they needed a bike or what. They just wanted a bike, I guess.
I have a feeling. Well, that almost sounds like those people knew that kid.
They might have. Yeah, they might.
It almost sounds like those people knew
just
that kid.
Just put on animal costumes. And you know, I wish they'd filmed that. That's when I wish they'd filmed. Let's see here. A foot fetish landlord who tried to force women tenants to join in with his perverted sex games is facing jail. Florin Vlaskenau, 46, surprised one of his victims when he shoved her foot in his mouth during a conversation and masturbated.
You're doing it wrong.
Repent it over again, please.
Florin Vlaskenau, 46, surprised one victim when he shoved her foot into his mouth during a conversation and masturbated. My, the trees are lovely this time of year. Why? Yes, absolutely. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
The hell of a pickup.
No, 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 it's okay. What the hell? Oh, my God. A third tenant was horrified when she woke up to find Vlaskenau at the end of her bed fondling her feet. That's freaked me out, too.
Yeah, that kind of...
Vlaskenau was found guilty by a jury at Kingston Crown Court on Friday of 3 counts of sexual assault and 2 counts of exposure. Exposure!
Exposure!
I'm confused, though. That woman, how did he get her foot in his mouth and his dick out in a split second?
I don't know. Yeah, everything's fine. No. Yep. Wonderful day we're having.
Oh, and he had to be talking as her foot went, and his hand had to go down in his pants. So I don't understand how.
Yeah, have you noticed the gas prices lately? Oh, they're getting Oh, man. Oh, my holy lord. I shoved her foot into his mouth during a conversation and a masturbator. Yeah. So that's what we have there. I don't get the foot fetish thing. You know, I honestly, I don't get it. There's a lot. Okay, there's
usually, even if, you know, fetishes, I don't care about fetishes. Fetishes are fine. As long as they're not hurting anybody.
And right.
Fetishes are usually doing the opposite of hurting somebody. They're usually making somebody feel really goddamn good. Hey, more good feelings on the world. Fine. That's wonderful. And I don't really care what you do to get them either, as long as it's not hurting anyone else.
Right.
And this is one. There's a couple of them that I just do not fathom. This is not one of those. I mean, I don't see how a person could actually get turned on by just feet. But, you know, dude, I don't have a problem with that. It's not hurting anyone.
I know somebody who has a foot fetish.
I know a few people who have a foot fetish, and that's fine.
It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me either. I mean, it's one of those things where people are, they kind of like, you know, the news kind of likes to pick on, you know, foot fetishes.
Yeah.
Like, but why? I mean, it's one of those things that I think they kind of get a bad rap. I mean, foot fetish people aren't really doing a whole hell of a lot to further, you know, so they're not adopting a highway, they're not having, you know, barefoot march across America or anything like that to raise money for anything, but they're also not really doing anything bad other than sticking people's feet in their mouth
and during
a conversation. Other than that, and that, honestly, that doesn't really hurt anybody either. I mean, that was, you know, I think it was probably mostly the... Oh, my goodness. Wow, did you hear about that whole thing that happened at McDonald's where there was almost a fight with the
McRibs?
What? Why do I keep hearing a voice coming from the damn speakers? That's weird. It's like the voice cut. Let's see here. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tulsa police arrested a 41-year-old Tulsa man on drug... on drug and destruction of evidence complaints after he stuck a glass crack pipe in his mouth and started eating it. Police officers were called to the quick trip at 500 North Block of Sheridan Sunday afternoon on a report of a man selling drugs in the parking lot. Officers arrested Eluon Heath inside the store after he was spotted trying to conceal a can of beer. After he was arrested, Tulsa police found he was wearing an ankle monitor from previous drug charge. He was booked into Tulsa County Jail for petty larceny and resisting arrest, and of course, destruction of evidence. You know, if it's not becoming obvious to people yet, don't smoke crack. Don't do it. How people in the world can actually watch somebody take a and eat a crack pipe and then turn around and go, I want to do some of that shit. I want to be on what he's on. That's beyond me. People are not paying the fuck attention. If really, I mean, I don't know.
Crack is whack.
Crack is whack, man. Quack it. Quack is whack.
Quack?
Quack is whack. Quack is whack.
Crack is whack?
Quack is whack, man. You gotta do the Jetix voice. Crack is whack. Didn't they come up with, you know, the dare to keep kids off drugs and all that shit? Just say no, man.
I remember DARE. I remember going through DARE and I still did drugs. Yeah.
DARE to keep kids off drugs. Jetix. Yeah, so... Well, you know what?
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't do that.
Why?
Because I'm hot. I needed a fan.
Did it work?
A little bit.
Oh, my... Don't look behind you. It's going out!
I'm just supposed to put these damn things in here.
We're still trying to figure out a way to do that, actually. Sorry. You can quit later.
I quit.
In Australia... I don't agree with what you said. I'm walking...
No, I'm
walking off the show.
No, you better set your white ass down.
Props, Whoopi. I'm walking off the show.
This week on the show, Tudor Randy Griffin has decided to walk off. He will be shot and burned on the stake at a local McDonald's right next to a McRib. News at 11.
Come get your McTwo. On a bun.
Yeah, that did happen.
So God, Elrond, you did not hear me say McTwo. You don't. Jesus, what have I done? I'm going to be in a sandwich, aren't I? Shit.
Please. In a sandwich.
No. Don't Please. Put me in a sandwich. Don't put me.
That's an extra hour of dance lessons.
Hey, now, you can't bribe her.
I sure can.
In Australia, a man intent on frightening an old lady who had been nagging at him overdid it a bit.
after firing several shots into her house, none of which hit her. The old lady fell over dead of shock. Man has been charged with murder.
Okay.
We need a picture of that. Invisible bullets.
I don't think that overdid it.
Well, he's obviously got invisible bullets or something.
Right. It
killed her with his mind powers. Mind powers of doom. Like, I'm going to concentrate all my Jedi mind tricks on this woman as I fire bullets into her house. She fell over dead. On the West Bank, a boy tripped and fell into a well of olive mulch left over from an olive processing plant. Two men heard his cries and jumped in to save the boy.
Nobody.
Three people drowned in a well of olive mulch on the West Bank this week. Oh my God, the kid has fallen in there and there's no way to get out. I'll jump in too. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but if I saw somebody stupid enough to fall in a well of olive mulch and there's obviously no way to get the hell out of there, I'd be like, sucks to be you, man. Sorry. I'll find a rope or something, maybe, but I ain't jumping in there after your ass. Oh, Lord. Are you going to make it? Is Jibba going to make it? In Greece, a man beat another guy to death with a toilet seat. Then grabbed a woman who witnessed the attack and raped her. The National Toilet Seat Association would like to remind people, toilet seats don't kill people. People kill people. You know, if you make it legal for Europeans to carry guns, they wouldn't be able to be this inventive. I love this. That never needs to change. They need to go ahead and just keep guns illegal in Europe so we can have shit like people beating each other to death with a toilet seat. I think that's brilliant. More people over here ought to do that.
Well, they wouldn't have since they have guns.
Yeah, I know. See, that it's too easy over here. It's boring. It's boring. You don't have to shoot them. You shoot it in their house and they'll fall over dead.
I know a few people who I like to beat with
a
toilet seat. Sorry.
What? In California, oh Lord, he's got you. In California, a woman came home to find her dog dead with a note attached to it from police officer explaining why he shot it. I'm sure it's only a matter of time before we start finding notes on dead Mexicans laying around. What a hell of a way to find out your dog is dead. Dear person, I shot your dog. It was evading arrest. We wanted it on drug charges. Also in California, a woman killed her twin daughters by running them through with a sword so she could use their bodies to barricade the door so police couldn't get in. It actually worked for a little while. It did. They couldn't get in for a bit. They had to actually bang the door down. So they banged the door down and they had to look at it and go, oh, two of them. Wow. And then I guess they moved on, and the lady tried to kill herself with a sword and failed. I don't know how you fail to kill yourself with a sword. Japanese people have been doing it for thousands of fucking years.
Well, she didn't know what to hit.
She didn't know what to do. Finally, in Florida, a boy who decided to donate his pet turtle to an aquarium had to be dragged away screaming as he heard an alligator crunch. Apparently, when the handler put it in the alligator tank, the alligator thought it was food and nommed it right in front of the kid until it was lunch and dead. Yeah. Sorry, turtle. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Yeah, I know. It's a sad thing. He's overcome with grief. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. The poor turtle, I know, but it's okay. He's gone to heaven now. He's in heaven now. This is going to be the
one of these days, a vein's just going to go, and he's going to have like this 2,000 PSI Japanese anime blood pressure, and he's going to just go down. You know, a sad thing, we got to take a break, but this week, we don't have any, no White Queens this week. Nobody White Queens. White Queens. We'll see you on the end of the other end of the break. Enjoy.
How's it going, guys? King Gord here, out on this beautiful fall day in southwestern Connecticut. The leaves are changing, the air is cool and crisp, and I'm out on a hike, a fursuit hike. If you will, I got my water, my shtick, and just enjoying the scenery, taking out for a nice little walk. Which brings me to today's fursuit tip of the day, hiking. Beautiful, isn't it? We're up here today in Danbury, Connecticut, at beautiful Hearthstone Castle. Nice little hiking place of mine. And let's go over a couple of things you're going to need. Hiking stick. Definitely need one of these things. Because let's say you disturb a badger den. You got to beat those motherfuckers down. That's what this thing's for. It's got some weight to it. You know, you got to kill all the badgers. It's fun. And for walking, whatever, I don't know. But, A little army canteen of some liquid, some water. I got some Thunderbird. I got some Thunderbird and the shake 'em up. I got some shake 'em up in here today, quenching me real good while I'm out here on my hike. What else we got? You need some boots, just for because it looks good. It looks good to wear boots. It's a very manly, rugged thing. Don't smoke up the hill. It's killer. What else do you need? Let's see. Do it on a cooler day. Like this. Like today is a beautiful day. You got to do it on a cool day so you're not overheating, you're not sweating and feeling like a piece of shit. And you should bring friends with you. I don't have anyone with me today because I just, sometimes I'm a lone wolf, or a lone fox, whatever. Third thing you need, a knife. Always got to bring a knife on. You never know when you're going to have to cut up some bushes and make some, Bear Grylls kind of food bullshit going on. Or for some protection. Because up in this neck of the woods, you never know what the fuck's going on. And shit like this can happen.
Yeah. Oh, see that wrapped piece of meat?
Yeah, I like it.
Mmm, need a piece of that wrapped shit.
We should get it.
Mmm, that wrapped delight. Let's go get this thing.
Sugar and spice and everything nice. You're coming with us, buddy.
A knife.
Mr. Fox, when the weather's hot and sticky, it's not the time to dunk your dicky. The frost is on the pumpkin. That's the time for dicky dunking.
Yeah, it is.
Get away from me, you gay tailors.
Let's bring this bitch in.
Outdoors, rugged man.
Rugged man. Rugged man.
Not the rape tower! Not the rape tower! Ain't hiking a blast?
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Good to see you back here. Good to be back here. We really had a lot of fun during that break. I got to clean up. So, the breaks are actually getting more and more interesting all the time. I love the first two tip of the week. Yeah, I love the direction he's going with that lately. Yeah. He's starting to get creative, and I know the dude has a really good sense of humor. Actually, he was, if you see him, by the way, King Gord, and he does go to FurCons now and then. If you see him, come up and say hi to him and tell him that you saw him on the 2 Cent Show. He's actually just as animated and awesome just in real life as he is on his videos. So he's fun. He's a fun guy. However, for now, oh my holy God, it's the top 10. I just made that up. See, that was improv too, but I didn't script that. I made that up just now.
I'm sure they could tell.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, my holy God. It's time for the top 10.
Oh, my Jesus, Lord Christ.
Oh, my holy Lord. These are time for the top 10.
My nigga.
My nigga.
It's time for the top fucking 10, bitch.
Actually, appropriately, this week's top 10 is the top 10 worst English. Oh, top 10 worst English. We got some signs here to show you that I guess are posted in Asian countries or maybe even here. Who the hell knows?
Oh, at least half of them are probably here.
Yeah, probably. But let's see what we got for number 10 here. Eliminate horniness essence. And I guess it's grape flavor or scented or something. I don't know. But whatever that is, I want to eliminate my horniness with this stuff.
Essence.
Yeah.
The essence of horniness.
The essence of horniness. Well, you eliminate. You can eliminate the essence of horniness with this stuff, whatever it is.
You can give that out to go.
Give it out to, I think I can think of a lot of people. Number 9. Don't droppings. Just don't. Droppings? No, don't. Don't drop. You know, the sign is enough. I actually have the poo in the sign. Yeah, the rest of the stuff is just fine. It's just the don't droppings part that's like creepy. What do you got for 8? Foot care, body care, head care, horny care. What is it with the Asians and caring for their horny? I want to know what that means. It's got to mean something else.
Happy ending?
Maybe it means happy ending.
Yeah?
It could mean happy ending.
But you also know in Asian culture they have these aphrodisiacs that...
That's true, and they're not ashamed of that
right.
either. So. What do you got for 7? Facial body remover. Now, I don't quite know what that is.
That's an English number.
But it sounds like that is. It's an American number. That sounds like something I don't want to go through. I don't want to have my facial body removed. And I certainly wouldn't pay. What do you got for number 6? Please obey the regulations of public order and safeguard yourself from fire, theft, robbery, and dishonest trick. Huh. I always hate it when dishonest trick happens, personally.
And then they ruin the regulations.
They ruin the regulations. Every time you do dishonest trick, it just ruins the regulations. What about number 5? In case of monkeys are in the forest, you cannot find them. What the fuck is that supposed to? In case of monkeys are in the forest, you cannot find them. I have no idea.
I can't even figure out what that
I can't
would
even
mean.
Figure out what the hell that could possibly mean. That's weird.
Monkeys are in the forest.
You cannot. Well, it's true. If the monkeys are in the forest, you probably can't find them. What we got for number 4? Stuff only.
No.
You cannot have anything but stuff in here. Only stuff in this room.
No stuff only.
No stuff only. Oh, that's true.
Don't
that's
we have
true.
A room this... dedicated to that?
Yeah, I don't know.
A room dedicated to nothing.
Yes.
No stuff.
No stuff. At all.
Only.
Only. What we got? Where are we at now? 3? Yeah, I like this one. Caution. Blade extremely sharp. Keep out of children. Hey, what? Now what's the fun in that? That's the whole point of a touch knife? Is to... A multi-purpose touch knife is to...
Oh, yeah. Multi-purpose pocket knife.
Yeah.
Old flop.
Keep out of children. That's no fun at all.
It doesn't have to say keep out of reach. It says keep out of children.
And it's U.S. patented. It says right there.
Keep out of children.
Keep out of children.
You can't stab children.
That's wrong. That's just wrong. That's no fun. And number 2 here. Don't fall down. You know, simple, to the point. I like it.
Yeah.
Don't fall down. And finally, for number 1. That's the universal deformed person sign, as we all know. I see the deformed person sign everywhere.
Yeah. So.
Deformed person.
There you have your English for the day, and we've learned a new sign today, deformed person. So now you'll know when you'll be able to identify them. You know, when you see somebody going by that looks like that, you can go up to them and say, "Say, aren't you a deformed person? I know a lot about your people." Yeah.
You know,
I saw you on the 2 Cent Show. They educated me.
I'm gonna look for those keep out of reach of children. I want to see if any more say keep out of children.
Keep out of children.
Yeah.
Okay. Bless your heart.
Excuse me.
Well, you know what? We got a bunny over there. I think he's kind of feeling a little bit under the weather, but if he's up to it, he's got some holidays that he could share with us. I believe. Do we even have camera? But we have no mic. Turn it on. There you go.
Is it on now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we do have a camera. It's just at risk of low battery bunny.
Yeah, we're at risk of low battery bunny again.
Let that happen again. That was so
awesome. Low battery bunny is awesome.
Hey, I had my visit from the Energizer bunny. I'm doing all right.
Okay.
All right. Holidays? All right. First off, the week. This is Wolf Awareness Week. This is very close to my heart.
I will be aware of some wolves. There are wolves, and I will be aware of them.
Bunnies are, too. We got to run from them all the time. We are pros. We'll teach you how to celebrate this holiday. All right. On the 17th, which is going to be tomorrow, I couldn't find anything good, so I decided, you know what? We're going to have Irrational Exuberance Day.
Now, what the heck is that?
All right. Have you ever been just inexplicably excited over something that was completely menial?
Sort of. I think that depends on what you mean by excited.
Just jumping up and down, screaming like Price is Right, I just won $10,000 and I'm gonna blow Bob Barker.
That happened the last time I won $10,000. I blew Bob Barker too. So yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it just pick something at random and just be completely excited.
Overly happy about it.
All right. The 18th is going to be Menopause Day.
No.
No. I'm liking this.
No.
Yes, no. I'm liking this because it means you are done fucking with the world day. You're done adding to the world's problem day. You're finished. No more kids for you, bitch, day. That's what that is. I like it.
Man, that lady that had like 18 million babies and got all over TV, she's going to have a tough time.
Menopause day for her, it's all over. It's done.
Oh, that's going to be beautiful.
Well, it's just the start of menopause. If it's because menopause lasts for years, that means there's going to be years of destruction and death for the men.
Well, okay, it's the start of you're almost going to not do anything bad to the population of the world
there
anymore.
There won't be any men left after that.
Your ovaries are shriveling up like the rest of you.
Day.
It's also going to be clean your PC desktop day. Seriously, get all the porn, put it in a folder so you can slide view it, you know, and music. And
put it on a disc.
God only knows what else you pervs have there. All right. The 19th is going to be Pro-Life Silent Solidarity Day.
What the? That sounds like some protester shit. They always got to have these long names for their shit. What is it?
All right. You know all those, you know, pro-lifers, they go out, abortion is bad, abortion is bad.
Yeah.
That's the day where they sit in silent, dark rooms and you know, cut themselves for all the dead fetuses, feeties, whatever the plural of dead wriggling death is.
They mourn all the unborn dead babies.
Yeah, you know, honestly,
they could be mourning another fucking Hitler. How do they fucking know?
You know, on that day, I really wish I had a coat hanger and a time machine.
Yep.
Solve all their problems.
Yep. You can solve, well, shit, that'd solve a whole lot of problems.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When that happens, me first. Me first. All right. The 20th is going to be Hagfish Day.
You know, no, actually, the 20th is what the hell are you talking about, Day? Willis. What are you talking about, Willis Day?
All right. Well, a hagfish is this absolutely hideous, wrinkly gray penis looking thing with tentacles coming out of it that some whale humper found. And it's absolutely hideous, and the idea is to find beauty in ugly.
So, oh.
Perfect day to look at Jibba and just tell him what on him might be pretty.
Woo! Actually, I can think of a few people that need to, that will probably benefit from that day.
You know, Osop, pre-op, what?
I'll tell you this right now, I will not be participating in that day. Because I talk about people all the time.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. The 21st, Get to Know Your Customers Day. This can mean a lot of things for a lot of people. I'm really hoping you, you know, take this in the nice G-rated Disney way and not that, not that studio that Disney doesn't admit to owning. You know, it, your customers, the people who commission you for art, for music, for poetry, for stories.
Whoa. Could our viewers be considered our customers?
You know, they could.
Maybe we should get to know our viewers a little better on that day.
Yeah, I just...
Yes, all 500,000 of you, come to the studio.
Come to the studio.
Hey, I'll answer hellos on my FA page. Like anybody watches me. Alright, the 22nd. Alright, a lot of you people already observed this day, so fuck you. It's National Caps Lock Day. Everything you type, everything you post, put it in caps lock.
You know, is there some time during the year, is there like a national proper fucking English day? Because that I'll be all for.
You cap lock me, I won't answer.
Yeah, no cap, no.
If you cap lock me, I will not answer.
Unless you're saying bees, then you can do it.
Oh my god, bees. Alright, the 23rd. You know, there were a couple choices. Honestly, my favorite day, the web show host day.
Hey!
It's web show host you?
Day. That's the 23rd. What day of the week is that?
I think that's Saturday.
Is that the Saturday? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Saturday.
Holy crap. Well, if it's Saturday, that would be cool. We could celebrate our own day with a show that we do. Yay!
Everybody can appreciate our glorious, ungodlike hosts.
All right.
All right, I'll... Many requests. I'll go on ahead and post this over on my FA, and my proper username is Toast Rabbit on FA. I'll post these up and how to celebrate them and all that other wonderful stuff.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Toast, for letting us in on the holidays that are coming up. Those are getting more interesting.
Yes, I noticed
he's fishing up more and more interesting holidays all the time. And they're actually, from what I understand, they're actually official holidays somewhere. So, you know.
Hey, if it's somewhere, they celebrate it.
If they celebrate it somewhere. Well, now comes our favorite part of the show ever, where we get to make love to you. Because we... love you. We love you so much. We want to play diddles with your trousers legs. Yeah. Oh yeah. And we will. I should probably just move on. White thing. Moving on.
Dare two letters. It's here, two letters.
Dear, the first one is from Kodiak the Wolf Dog. Here too. What are your thoughts on all the recent suicidal teens lately? The ones killing themselves because they were found out to be gay, and bullies giving them a heap of problems for that. Personally, if think that suicide wasn't needed, it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Why do you think these kids lose it so badly? That is all I have for now. Will probably be a regular writer. For some reason, watching, listening to your show keeps me going. Makes me feel good. Kodiak the Wolf Dog. You know, you want to know how I feel about, you know, kids killing themselves and bullies? Listen. You see this? Can of soda. Get three of these. Put them in a pillowcase. Go up to the bully and hit him with it a lot. And don't stop when he falls down.
When he falls down, then you start going on his kneecaps. And I guarantee you, that bully will never touch you again. That's how you handle bullies. You don't handle bullies by running off and killing your own stupid ass. That's not the way you do that. I can't. You know what I think? I honestly think that these kids have not actually had any real problems or something. And, by the way, there is no such thing as an internet bully. We're not talking about e-bullying here. Because typing a bad name at somebody over the internet, that's not e-bullying. That's get the fuck over it is what that is. You can turn that off. Bullying is when somebody's beating the hell out of you, stuffing you in lockers, and throwing trash cans over your head and stealing your friggin' lunch money. That's bullying. That kind of thing, what you have to do is you have to turn around and you have to beat the hell out of them. And if you don't, then you're going to... And I've met people who've, like, skipped by that and never had to face that.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're adults who don't know how to handle any of the problems. Because I'll tell you something, even though it may seem like it right now, bullies don't stop when high school ends. They continue on through the rest of your damn life. And if you don't learn how to handle them now, you're never going to. You're going to be a slave to these motherfuckers for as long as you live. You've got to learn how to handle these problems when you're young, or at least sometime. And the way to handle them is not to go... No! It's not how you do that. I don't know. Did I cover everything there? Or?
Basically.
Okay.
bullies are... For me, there's no ever reason for suicide.
No.
There would never be a reason for suicide. If you consider bullying even being talked about, like you said, people are gonna talk about you for the rest of your fucking life.
Yeah.
Get the fuck over it. When I came out in high school, people thought they were gonna beat the shit out of me. That wasn't gonna happen. I was in 14 fights in 3 years in high school, and I lost one only because I was blown through a window. Every other time, I picked up a desk and I beat the shit out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then went home and came back the next day. If somebody's beating up on you, beat up on them.
Yeah.
They talking about you? Words are not gonna kill you.
No, words don't hurt you. And it certainly, you know, actually, in a way, I really don't mind that these kids are going off and killing themselves because it's weeding out the weak. When you think about it, it's thinning the frickin' herd and the sick and stupid are dying first. Fine, nature's working.
Yes and no, but...
I can't believe you... That's it. Whoopee!
You can't leave! You're tripping all over the place. Sit your white ass back down.
People are going to be doing that for next week. Whoopee! And walking up. Oh, my. Next one is from Thunder Wyvern. Dear Jibba, I'm currently a resident of Talladega, Alabama, and not long after I moved here, I became furry, the furry I am today. And ever since, I have been searching nonstop for fellow furs who also make residence here. Unfortunately, I have not found one person who can even take the presence of people like you and I. That being said, do you know of any local furs that I may have the chance of meeting, or at the very least, give an estimate of how many furs you think live in Alabama? From a fellow console player, Thunderwipe.
There are furries everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere.
And if you're sitting there right now going, well, there's not around... No.
Yeah, they are.
There are. We just had that letter a couple of weeks ago that dude lives in a town of 500 people, found four other furries.
Yeah, they're everywhere. I do know there's an Auburn, A-U...
Auburn. Yeah. Auburn.
Like Auburn, Alabama.
Yeah.
There's an Auburn, Alabama live journal community out there, and they're actually fairly active. I was on there, and I was from Michigan. And I was still seeing people from all over the state and the town where I was from, Florence, Huntsville, and all that stuff. You join on there, I'm sure you'll find somebody somewhere near you.
Well, there is a furry con in Huntsville, Alabama. I know the Huntsville area has loads of furs, at least a couple hundred. So, yeah, there are furries everywhere. There are furries in your area, whether or not they know you're there. That's the real question, is getting the word, finding each other. That's the hard part. But if you look online, that's going to be your best bet. But they are there.
Now, I would never tell you to do this, and you never heard this from me, so if you get killed, it never was on the show. Wear ears out in the street.
That's his. If Jibba's opinions do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the 2 Cent Show, no.
I just said no. I would never say that.
Well,
but
no,
if
that
you
is.
You really want to know?
You're gonna get beat up.
You're gonna get beat up, but then you'll find out.
You'll know.
Oh, it's bullying.
Oh no! Furry bullying. Just don't kill yourself. After that, don't do it. Don't. You know, none of the. Yeah. Don't do it. Don't do that. next letter is from Tallyhawk.
Oh.
Dear 2 and Jibba, what kind of wine goes with toasted bunny rabbit? From Tallyhawk, the drooling tiger. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yes? Is there something? No, there's nobody talking back. Nobody.
No, you don't.
It's very, very interesting, all of the wine selections. You know, it's actually kind of like fish. You can do red or whites with bunny. I suggest a lighter, like a Cabernet or even a Shiraz. Goes very well with bunny. And if you want to go over to the whites, if you're into the drier whites, a Chablis or even a Chardonnay can complement a nice bunny patty or a roast bunny very well.
Ladies and gentlemen, I ain't going to get out of here alive.
I can't. There's something going. I don't understand.
Uh-huh. Talking from the oven.
Well, no, I think a glass of sherry.
That might
a sweet wine.
A port. Something like
a
that.
Port,
a port wine. That could
might,
go well, too.
It might be a little bit too sweet. I would go with sherry.
That might actually work. We'll have to try that over at Jaeger House, the place that serves plenty of it. Would you like to toast? Would you like to try some of the... Oh, yeah, never mind. I forgot. The next one is from Ray Lean. Says, Dear 2, in your conspiracy rant, you made yourself pretty clear about how you didn't like conspiracy theories springing up around September 11th. But in many recent shows, you've expressed a severe distrust in the government, especially when talking about cell phones and car tracking news stories. A lot of what you said sounded very similar to the sort of things I've heard from people talking about police states and the so-called New World Order. So to clarify, I'd like to ask, what are your opinions regarding conspiracy theories? Do you believe in any of them? And if so, what led you to that belief? Yours, Ray Liam, the Maine Wolf from Australia. You know, what I really don't like about conspiracy theories is the conclusion drawing part. It's like, I'm not so much a conspiracy theorist, but like, say, given 9/11, for example, I can look at 9/11 and say, okay, the story that the government said happened, that doesn't make sense. That does not add up to me. I don't think I believe everything about what they said happened with 9/11. Now, that's me. What I don't like is when conspiracy theorists take it further and say, well, this isn't true, therefore, a terrorist group farted and was paid by George Bush and starts drawing all these conclusions that they don't know from shit. I don't like it when they start drawing conclusions based on bullcrap circumstantial evidence that's not even really there, and they draw conclusions from that and they say, okay, this is what happened. This is what really happened. I'm agnostic at heart usually, and when something doesn't sound right to me or it doesn't seem like that would be possible, I'll say, you know what, I don't believe that, but I'm not going to go a step further and say, therefore, this must be what happened. The part I don't like.
Right.
I don't know about you.
Well, no, conspiracy theories for me, I mean, like you said, it's the conclusion is what bothers me.
Yeah.
You can believe anything you want to believe, but instead of drawing all this path that has no connection to what actually happened or anything that... Like anything that even you can conceive to happen. Like there was a conspiracy theory that they had planted bombs inside of the World Trade Centers and they blew up as the plane blew into there. And I'm like,
Yeah, they're looking at, they're slowing the video down and watching windows pop out as the thing's falling down.
It's falling.
Oh, look, they must plant a depth charge. They didn't think about the idea that since the entire tons and hundreds of thousands of tons of top is coming down on this thing, maybe the air pressure is blowing the windows out. No, that can't be possible.
No, that can't happen.
That's bombs.
And
that's
even
what that is.
In that same breath, it was a gas. It had gas powered in the. I mean, gas heat in the building. A plane on fire at the upper level.
Yeah.
Fire's going to go through the gas pipes all the way down. So, yes, things are going to blow out.
Yeah, of course they are. Yeah, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things about it that doesn't make sense. But there's certain things that people are that they're reaching for.
Yeah.
I don't like it when people reach. I just that's what I don't like. But are there any conspiracies that I actually believe? Well, in a nutshell, the closest one, if there is one, that I ever came to believing is probably the JFK. I don't know if I believe that whole conspiracy theory entirely, but there is, they have racked up enough, not proof, but evidence, that it's looking kind of like it could be something like that. But like I said, I don't know for sure, so.
There are none left.
No, not really.
Not totally. I mean, there's certain ones where I can see where.
See, I believe the one where you have a third nipple. I think that's true.
Well, you
even though
never
it's a completely
know.
That's a completely that's a conspiracy theory by Jibba fans. I believe it. I think it's true. I think y'all are onto something. I'm gonna find out when these days. I'm gonna, where is it?
You never.
Where is it?
You never know.
The next one's from an anonymous. Dear Jibba, I have a problem. I've been dating this girl for about a year now, and the most we've done is hold hands and make out. Now my roomie and it have been hanging out, and the more we do, the more it like him, and the more it think him goth. My question is, what do it do? I really like my roomie, and being with my girlfriend is just starting to feel weird. What do we do? From Anonymous. Jibba, take it away. He's asking for your advice on that.
Well, if you're God and you're here and your girlfriend.
Well,
you know, if that's all you've done is hold hands and make out, if that's good enough for you, then that's fine in a relationship. If you want to take it further, definitely talk to about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't. It's never a wise thing to actually break up with someone just because you'd rather be with someone else.
I'll tell you a rule.
Like,
it's called the 80-20 rule.
Okay.
80%. You're only going to get 80% of what you need from a person. And then when someone comes along and they're offering that other 20%, that 20% looks good.
Yeah, because it's on the other side of the fence.
Right. And you leave that 80 and take that 20, you'll realize something's missing. And you'll miss that 80.
Yeah.
It's called the 80-20 rule.
Okay. That actually makes sense.
And so
it really does.
If you're getting something out of this relationship with your girlfriend, definitely talk to her about it if you want things to go any further and see where she goes, but don't leave her to go with your roommate.
That's pretty good sound advice. Just be careful. You need to establish your relationship with her. Find out where you guys are going, what you guys want to do. And if you just want to hang out with this other guy and just, you know, be close friends with him, there's no reason you can't do that.
I mean,
don't hide it from her.
He's one of my closest friends.
we can hold hands. And sometimes we do that in public.
Yeah.
And then they don't say, look at the. At first they're like, oh, those guys are gay. Those guys. Oh, they're on crack. They're just crazy. I thought they were gay. They're just fucking nuts.
And I love them to death. I like them a lot. But we're still friends.
Of course.
I mean, he has that thing over there that's Christian Tosi that we drink with wine.
God, it's so yummy. You've got to try it. I'll have to share them with you one of these days.
Rabbits are not food.
Interesting. Let's see here. Good sound advice, I think. Next one is from Yata. Dear 2,
No doubt you've heard about the teenage girl who had a friend videotape her throwing puppies into a river. I did, actually. I saw that.
I have not seen these videotapes.
Oh, I'll show it to you.
I need to see them.
After seeing the video, I was shocked and disgusted at seeing this bitch throwing puppies. They couldn't have been more than a couple weeks old. But I remembered a news story you read once about a guy who fed a puppy to a snake, and another story who wanted to eat a puppy for a Christmas dinner. You made the argument that it's not fine to eat a puppy, but it's all right to eat a cow or a chicken. And I think I know that's what you would think about the cunt who threw the cunt. Who threw the puppies in the river, but I'm not sure. Do you think she would get the same punishment if she was throwing some ugly baby animals in the river? Yata the skunk. Actually, I don't. You know what I mean? If she was standing there throwing rats in there, I don't think it would have been the out. I mean, they tracked this bitch down.
Yeah.
They had nothing but her part of her face on camera, and beetards were even tracking this cunt down. They're tracking her. If it was rats, she was drowning rats or vermin, she wouldn't have got anything at all. Now, I think, remember, I'm all about consistency. If it's okay to do one, I think it should be okay to do another one. If you can drown, if you can throw rats in a river and drown them and that's fine, fine. Puppies, cows, giraffes.
I hate to agree with you, but yes.
Bunnies. Anything. And if it's not okay, which I like that one better, if it's not okay to throw puppies in a river and drown them, then it shouldn't be okay to throw anything, even rats, even right. animals we don't think, you know, we don't necessarily like.
Right.
We shouldn't be able to do it to anything. But, yeah, I don't know why she was, I'll show you the video.
I mean,
it's, yeah.
I'm laughing at the event, not at throwing the puppies in the water.
You're crying inside, I know. I can see your sad face inside.
I mean, I would prefer not to throw puppies. But I think a big old reason is because we in America, we make dogs and cats our pets, and we
yeah.
love them.
Yes.
If she were to do this in Asia,
they wouldn't care.
They wouldn't care.
In fact, they'd just be like, why are you throwing the food away? Well, why? You're wasting food.
Mean, I've had cat and dog before.
Yeah, it's good.
So it actually is very good.
It is good.
And that's the issue that people have here is because they make them their pet and they think, you can't kill them. No, you can't do that.
Starting November 2nd, nationwide, the McSpaniel. Come here. I think that would be...
I told you about the cockroaches. I've had cockroaches,
yeah.
too.
McBunny.
Ooh.
McGriffin.
What?
What is that noise?
It's God.
That's weird. That's strange.
Stop.
See, next letter is from Icebox. Dear Jibba... I have a quick question for you. I was sitting at home and thought it would be a good idea to shave my pubic hair.
Oh.
This is not the first time I've done it, and I was reluctant to do it again because last time I shaved my pubic hair, I ended up getting razor rash, and I looked like I had some sort of herpes. As an alternative, I thought that I would cut them off with a steak knife, but that seemed very impractical. I also wouldn't be able to use the steak knife again. I eventually settled on burning them off with a lighter, which worked really well. But halfway through, I started to think of you. And as I was zoning out, my left hand started to drip. And long story short, I burned some sensitive man areas. With all that aside, I was just wondering if you like ginger snaps. Your genital mutilating fan, Icebox. Welcome. Welcome to the show, Jibba. It's good to have you here. I do believe that's the first letter of that kind that you've gotten. It?
Yes, I like ginger snaps.
I like them too. Wow. I like ginger snaps as well. Try Nair.
No.
Nair. Ginger.
No.
Why not? Well, you could burn yourself, but apparently that doesn't bother you. Hey, look. What's a lighter got that Nair ain't got?
Yeah, but the thing, Nair, if you leave it on for too long, you're taking off areas of skin and not just a little spot.
Yeah, I know, but hey, the guy was going to use a steak knife and a lighter. We got to stop him from doing that before he starts getting out the chainsaw and the ants.
Well, let me give you a little
Remember,
tip
for the day, never shave with ants. That's bad. Don't shave with ants, ever.
Let me give you a tip for shaving down there. This is Jibba's tip for the day. to shave your crotchal area, you need a saw.
Oh, God. Jigsaw.
A chainsaw, a belt sander, and a little baby that you can sacrifice to the gods.
And hope that it works.
And I hope that it works.
Next letter is from Raving Rendell. Dear 2 and Jibba, in regards to your comment made on wanting to see some more exotic furries, I may mention that I may mention a problem that 2 mentioned a long time ago that still carries, the fact that you can be whatever you want, but some people will still not say some characters are furry. An example is my character, Spider, pronounced Spider, Farina, in Second Life, who is a Drider. Now when Spider was on Taft and Furry Muck, and even sometimes on Furnet IRC, I would often be told I didn't count for whatever reason. It seems like people are still trying to steer folks into established furry characters. Have you seen this trend continuing, or is it just something I've been running into? It's from Raving Rendell. You know, you have to accept the possibility that maybe your character is not a, not everything is a furry. Just because you came up with it doesn't mean it's a furry. You can invent a guy with a bandana on and a toaster sticking outside of it, out the side of his head. That doesn't necessarily mean he's a furry just because you invented it. Now, I saw the picture of the character, and I've noticed where a lot of people draw the line between furry and not furry is the face.
Yeah.
If I mean, you can have a guy who's a lion from the neck down, but if he's got a human head, they'll say it's just a weird human.
Mm-hmm.
But a person who is completely human from the neck down and has a lion head, that's a furry. I've noticed people do that. I don't know who draws these lines, but it seems to be in people's mind. Now, this character that he showed me was a chick all the way down to her crotch where she was like a spider tar.
Mm.
And okay. So I can see where people, some people would not think that's a furry because most of her isn't. So, I don't know.
Well, remember the fandom that we're in? People say it's a furry fandom,
yeah.
But we're in anthropomorphics.
Anthropomorphics, yeah, that's true.
That's what you have to remember. Yeah. We are in anthropomorphics.
Well, sort of. I mean,
you know what I mean.
Can anthropomorphize a car, but that's still not furry. That's the point I'm trying to get. There's some things that if they, you know, not just because people say it isn't furry doesn't mean they're wrong. Sometimes you can give up the carrot, like the elves and the Na'vi. And the trolls and the crap. The people come in, I'm a furry. Not really. Not really. You're kind of a troll is a nasty human being with hooves sometimes. That's just not, you know. Actually, trolls look more like the fans than... Never mind.
That comment is stricken from the record.
Stricken from the record. Next letter is from Fergie Luber. Fergie Luber. Dear 2, I saw you last show. You mentioned that you are getting old. Well, the truth is that you aren't old until you say it yourself. It's all in the will. Just wanted you to know you're furry, you're forever young, Fergie Luver. You know, that whole sentiment of you're not old until you say you are. You're as young as you feel. You know, the only people who say that shit, young people. It's not how old, you're not as old as you feel. You're as old as your frickin' kidney lets you feel. When you jump out of bed in the morning, it doesn't matter if you still feel like a teenager and want to run out and get into a rave and shake some glow sticks around. If you jump out and your fucking leg up to your hip breaks just because you stood the fuck up, no, you're not young anymore. It doesn't matter how you feel about it. There is a point where you're not young anymore, even if you want to feel that. See, I feel young, but I'm getting to where I'm not. I can't do shit. I want to jump in a mosh pit now. I still like doing that, but I can't really do that anymore. You know what? Tell you what. When you're 40 and you can still continue to say this, then please write to me. And actually, I'll probably be 100 at that point, so I'll be dead. I don't know.
You know, actually, I have to disagree with you on that.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you do that.
Because my mother's a prime example. My mother's over. If she's just turned 60, she still gets out and run a mile a day. She jumps up. She goes out dancing. She goes out drinking. She still is partying.
Hmm.
And she's like, well,
We got to end it. I was wondering. Sorry. We'll continue that thought later. But we're not White Queen, and we got to take off. We will see you next weekend, okay? Take care. Thanks for everyone. Thanks, Toast. And thank you for watching our show this week. Take care.